Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Fountain Baby by Amare. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Fountain Baby is Amare's sophomore album, which was released on June 9th, 2023 under Golden Angel LLC and with exclusive license to Interscope Records. Fountain Baby is 14 songs deep, which represents 39 minutes and 40 seconds of runtime, and there are no features, multiple producer placements, and multiple songwriters. When I heard that Amare was dropping a sophomore album, the first thing that I thought was, is she going to get hit by the sophomore curse? Because her debut album was so, so good. Amare's 2020 debut, The Angel You Don't Know, was so good for a debut that she can be forgiven if, you know, she never reaches those heights. But she's been doing amazing. She is on the Black Panther soundtrack, which, come on, man. Actually, it's the Wakanda Forever one, the second one from last year. And that already tells you the heights that she's already reached and, you know, the areas of the industry that she plays in. She's right up there. What that means is there's much expectancy, or there was much expectancy for Fountain Baby because, well, it's Amare. And we know how well Sad Girls Love Money did. One of the best songs you will ever hear on earth. And I mean, right now it's probably sitting at about, I think, 340 million plays on Spotify, which to me is crazy, absolutely crazy. That's the remix with Kali Uchis and Molly. The original is sitting on 34 million streams, so yeah, she made some good bag out of that. When I dove into the music, Fountain Baby starts with an intro which is 43 seconds long. It's just music, and there's something very artistic about it. It doesn't really capture attention in that way. You just find yourself at 43 seconds and you're like, wait, we're at song two now? And then Angels in Tibet comes in, and oh man, that song is really, really good. And it's a great way to flow from that intro right into the album. It pretty much showcases the eclectic nature of Amare. The beat in itself is something unique, something different. The way she sings on it, and you know she's got a voice and her own style at using that voice. And it's like, okay, all right, I'm feeling what she's doing. And then we jump into Co-Star, which is a huge hit that she dropped not too long ago. And it's got a video as well, man. And talking about videos, there is no way we can talk about videos and not talk about Wasted Eyes from this album, which is basically the single that I guess she's pushing with the album. The video is like a movie. Go check it out on YouTube. The video is like a movie, and it really kind of encapsulates what we think of Amare. It's almost giving that bi energy, at the same time a very artistic self, and then really the being in touch with emotions. And I know that sounds like a concoction of WTF, but that's what really you're gonna get with Fountain Baby when you continue listening to it. You're really gonna get a mishmash of different things. I listened to Big Stepper, which is track number 5, and I really think this one could do some nice things. It steps away from the super eclectic, unpredictable Amaray, but then puts her in a lane where, you know, she could fit within Afrobeats and also within that Latin space, you know. And that means that there's going to be a lot of people that can resonate with this song, listen to it, and they'd be like, okay, she's good, you know. We've already had a huge hit from this album. I know I mentioned Co-Star, which she dropped maybe about a month ago, but Reckless and Sweet is the song on this album, which I think she dropped maybe around March, yeah, about 3 months ago. And this song just blew up. Obviously, the way it starts with that inaudible type of singing, you know, which is super catchy too. It reminds me of Missy Elliott a little bit, but the way it starts and then that catchiness with that vocal just catches fire with the song, and then it just becomes this beautiful escape into Amaray's world. Now, while I was listening to this album, man, I got to maybe, I don't know, track 7 or something. You know what I thought? I was thinking, this album is really well worked in terms of the quality of the music, the sonic quality of the music. It is astounding how Amaray, Sophomore album, but then again, you know, she's, like I said, she was on the soundtrack for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, which means she's dealing with the upper echelon of music anyway. The sonic quality of Fountain Baby is ridiculously high. Now, having said that, the album lost me between tracks 8 and 11. So 8, 9, 10, 11. The album lost me. What happened after Wasted Eyes sounded like they just took a short left and decided, you know what, we were going in this direction, but now we're going in that direction. First of all, Counterfeit, which is track 8, really almost took me back to a, I don't know if it's like early 2000s kind of R&B, hip-hop R&B type record. It's interesting, somewhere there. Then after that, listening to Disguise, then Sex Violence and Sex Violence Suicide, which is like a... It feels like an interlude more than a song, but it's like 4 minutes long. And then Sociopathic Dance Queen, which then gets into like a punk disco sound somewhat. I don't know what happened there, but maybe they might have taken the eclectic expectation too far. Now, with that, I wouldn't be surprised if any one of these songs just become some sort of a cult hit for a certain niche of Amaray fans. It's very, very possible. But for me, those 4 tracks were like, I just don't know what happened. Then when we got to track 12, Aquamarie Loves Ecstasy, it felt like we got back to regular programming, you know, a little Afro vibe there, and then Water from Wine, which is a mid-tempo Afro vibe. And I think this song could do well, but seeing where it's placed on the album, I don't know if it's going to be one of those songs that will not be given a push, but maybe it might do well. But it's a nice song, it's a nice vibe, it feels good. Then the last song, Come Home to God, kind of feels like a soft pop rock. I don't know, it's hard to say. But then again, Amaray kind of does that many times. She leaves you in a place where you're wondering what she just did and marveling at her talent all the same. And this is the feeling of Fountain Baby. To the core Amaray fan, this will be an exceptional album. She would have delivered it, and that unexpected nature of what you're gonna get probably is surpassed. To someone like myself, I feel like the first half of the album was strong. Second half, something happened, I just couldn't flow with it. And it left me understandably more confused than I got into it initially. And the crazy part is that sonic quality that I was talking about, it's still there. It's like, wow, this album is really well put together from the sonic perspective. But I don't know if as a project and as a reflection of who Amore is now, if it maybe touched on too many, or maybe the multifacetedness was just overcooked. Half of it, I'm like, wow, crazy. The other half, I'm like, I don't know, man. So out of the 14 tracks, I saved 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 8 out of 14 tracks, which is not bad, you know. But the highs were really high, and then the lows were just like, yeah, they are lows for sure. If we're going to compare Fountain Baby with The Angel You Don't Know, I really think The Angel You Don't Know is easily the winner, the standout here. And it's hard for me to say because I love Armoring. Sad Girls Love Money is my jam. But from a project perspective, it's a decent album, but it's not a great album. Having said that, I don't think there's any way to go except up for Amore. The singles that are on here are going to be really, really strong. We've already seen it with Reckless and Sweet and Co-Star. So, yeah, there's a good chance that there's at least three others that could do some serious damage in the next, you know, 6 months to a year, at least. Overall, I can say there are going to be two camps, simple, straightforward with this album. Two camps, either you're going to love it and think this is the best album in the world, or you're going to be like, she lost me somewhere. And I think it's going to be probably a, I don't know, 60-40 split. With that, it's, yeah, it's an acquired taste. And Amore, when she gives you Amore, you're going to get something that you never expected anyway. And this is what Fountain Baby achieves. And it manages to do that quite well. It's surprise after surprise after surprise. And some of them are really good surprises. How do I rate it out of 10? For me, this one is around a 6.8 out of 10. Good album, but like I said, it's an album of two halves. Second half, didn't really jive with it. First half, thought it was brilliant. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Wemota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.